The 106th edition of the Australian Open is underway at Melbourne Park, and fan favourite Roger Federer is chasing his 20th career Grand Slam. The Swiss legend has won the Australian Open five times, and last year's fairy tale win kick-started a magnificent campaign, which also saw him roll back the years by winning at Wimbledon. Federer hadn't won a Grand Slam since 2012 or the Australian Open since 2010, so it's no surprise that the world number two is happy to be back in Australia.
What a pleasure it is to be back on the Moga Court Arena. Actually, that is the second court I came onto after winning last year and showed off the trophy to the people who actually watched on the big screens in here. It was an amazing final, amazing moment for me in my life, and it's great to be back here.
Nick Kyrgios is shouldering Australian hopes in the men's draw, but he's playing down those hopes, describing the Australian Open as just another tournament in a bid to deal with the expectation. Outspoken Aussie Bernard Tomic's campaign is already over after he lost in the qualifying round. The world number 17 brushed off the loss, instead deciding to brag about his wealth after the match.
I just count money, that's all I do. I count my millions. You go do what I did. You go make 13, 14 million. Good luck, guys.
2017 women's champion Serena Williams isn't defending her crown. She says she isn't ready to return yet after giving birth to her first child in September. Williams' withdrawal has thrown the women's draw wide open, with Australia holding high hopes for Ashley Barty. Karolina Pliskova, Garbine Muguruza, Simona Halep and Joanna Konta are also among the chances. World number 9 Konta says every round will be competitive.
There's so many great players. There's the depth in women's tennis, I really do believe, in the last few years has really gotten so strong, and you just see it in every round in tournaments, in slams. There's so many first round, like massive first rounds. There's so many really tough second rounds. There's just no kind of straight sailing to the quarters or semis anymore.
Maria Sharapova will feature after completing a 15-month ban for sports doping. Tournament organisers were forced to defend their decision to use the 2008 champion to conduct the draw, saying they wanted a former winner to do the honours. The unseeded Sharapova says she's looking forward to seeing how far she can go.
There's, there's no easy way to get to the top, and whether it starts outside of 100, you always start at the bottom, no matter if you're a junior or a professional, and you always have to beat the top players in order to get to the top. And even when you're there, you still have to keep beating them, and you have to be consistent in doing so. And it's part of the journey. After being away for such a long period of time, there's just a lot of adjustment.
Billie Jean King is in Australia to celebrate the 50th anniversary of her Australian Open victory. The American tennis legend has called for Margaret Court Arena to be renamed. Court's outspoken views on homosexuality attracted headlines last year, and 74-year-old King, who is gay, says she can no longer support the naming of the arena after her friend.
I personally don't think she should have her name anymore. I think if you were talking about Indigenous people, Jews, or any other people, I can't imagine the public would want somebody to have their name on something.
King says she usually catches up with her former rival at the tournament and hopes to do so again this year. The tournament this year is taking place under a raft of new security measures. For the first time, up to 30 protective services officers will patrol train and tram stops near Melbourne Park. Victoria's Police Minister Lisa Neville says the patrols will target crime and antisocial behaviour.
We'll have 30 of them from 8 a.m. to 2 a.m. So providing additional coverage, additional protection, a bit additional reassurance.
Matt Kinnellan, SBS News.